This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, today on Cross Hope, we begin a new series from the Epistle or Letter of 1 John. This is a brief book, it's a brief series, but it's a very important one. We begin with a story that illustrates the importance of a letter being written to you and being highlighted in such a way that someone's trying to send you a message. Well, there's a message in 1 John for you and me. The greatest message, I think, is the verse that I quote more than any other verse of all the Bible is in 1 John. It's 1 John 1:9. That says, if we confess our sins, He, meaning Christ, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I've actually seen the countenance on a person's face change as I quote that verse to them. Maybe your countenance will change today when you hear it. God bless you as you listen to part one. Dr. Leroy Lawson is somebody that I've quoted from time to time. I love his writing. He writes about a minister who used to travel the revival circuit in Ohio and who used to go and do revival. Some of you grew up and remember what a revival was like. You'd have church 5 nights during the week, and then usually the guest speaker, the guest evangelist, whatever you called him at your church, they would go to a different home every night for dinner. And this one particular man who did this was at a home, and he did what I would have done. He was sitting waiting for dinner to be served, and there was a book on the coffee table. He did what I would have done. He picked up the book and started leafing through it. And he noticed that there were phrases that were underlined all through this 300-page book. And he said, whose book is this? And the 20-year-old daughter, single gal that was part of the family, said, oh, that there's a guy that sort of has a crush on me, and he gave me that book. And the minister said, have you read it? She said, I've never even looked at it. I would have much rather had flowers or a box of candy, but that's what he gave me. And then he said to her, do you know, or did you realize that there are phrases marked in this book, phrases like, I love you, I long to see you, I hope to see you soon, I miss seeing you, and all those phrases are underlined in that book. And the minister said, I think he's trying to send you a message. She went up to him and grabbed the book and said, give me that book. And when he left the house, he said he saw her underneath a tree in the yard, just going through page after page of that book. That book took on a whole new meaning. That book took on a whole new meaning when that young lady, 20 years old, realized there's a message in this book for me. This guy's trying to say something to me, and those underlying phrases were actually phrases that he had trouble expressing as a shy person, but he was able to express it by underlining some thoughts. Today I begin just a 5-week series from the Epistle, the letter of 1 John in the end of the New Testament. It's only 5 chapters long, but every word, listen carefully, is underlined for you. 1 John is the book. It's at near the end of the New Testament, chapter 1, beginning at verse 5, a 5-week series, Light, Love, and Life. This is the message, John says, we have heard from him. From who? From Jesus, and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Now here's the verse that I quote more than any other verse of the Bible. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense as an advocate or a lawyer, Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.